The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, this week, boy, I'll tell you what, we know a lot of it's going to be about the immigration war, mutiny at the border in many respects, Murrieta at the tip of it, the buses full of illegal immigrants, most of them kids, blocked because the people there say, no thank you, we've had enough, we're not interested. And it gets worse from there. The president is seeking $2 billion to help with immigration judges and to push the process through faster because there's such an overflow. There's not even a place to put many of these kids that supposedly have relatives on the other side while they try to investigate that and get them through to a hearing. The other concern is a lot of them will never, the ones that walk away will never go to that hearing. They will never do it. So you saw all kinds of signs, stop illegal immigration, demonstrators opposing illegal immigration, just standing their ground at the Murrieta Border Patrol Station in California. They were scheduled to transfer a third round of buses with about 140 illegals in total, transferred from the state of Texas, where the detention facilities just couldn't hold any more. So for a third time, the buses were rerouted to the San Ysidro, California Border Patrol Station near, very, very close to the U.S.-Mexico border to process there because they knew it. They said they were going to have riot gear and the feds were ready and they were going to force those buses in. But because of the swell, I think they decided to back off of that. Because you had a blocked road near the station itself. So I would say that that stand was a success. The buses that were scheduled for there avoided it. As long as the demonstrators were there, they knew they couldn't do it. And how about that local law enforcement blocking off the road? Many anti-illegal immigration protesters, first-time demonstrators, they say, in the crowd, all kinds of backgrounds, too, by the way, from Marines to legal immigrants, because that's the other part of the story that a lot of folks aren't talking about. There are many who have immigrated to the country legally who don't want to be lumped in, who are outraged because of what they went through and the money they spent and the time and the tears and everything else that they had to go through. And they don't like the fact that what's so precious to them is being made a mockery of. So many of those kinds of folks, and I'm not surprised by that. And we're talking about, you know, immigrants from all over, not just Central America, but from Germany, from Ireland, from other places as well. And they find themselves in this town and they don't want any of it. So here we go, rerouted again. Good for those people for standing up for what they believe in and not and being ready, being prepared for riot squads and ready to be detained if they were going to be detained. Grandparents saying, I'm ready for it. Younger people saying, I'm ready for it. So there was not that standoff in the end because they were diverted, I believe, because the crowds were just that big. Where do you stand at this point on all of what's happening at the border? Because, by the way, it is your tax dollars, but now we're finding that the buses are looking for homes for people anywhere. So they're being trucked all over the place, if you will, not just necessarily in the closer border states, as many presumed that's the way it was going to stay. That's not the only spot, really any spot, is wide open in the United States. But the closer, the bigger, the where they can house more is mostly where it's happening. 855-266-5283, right from the top, I'll throw out the digits You can certainly throw in your two cents. Coming up, we're going to talk about green, the greening of America, and a big convention in Las Vegas of what is now being called Skeptics of Climate Control. You're going to find it really interesting. But first, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan. He may have slipped off. I think he did. Up there he is.
Had to put my headphones down, babe.
All right, that's okay.
Okay, I've got about 4 points here. I want this man impeached, and I want them to get rid of Holder, too. I've called my congressman. I've talked to my I won't talk to my congressman personally because I think he's a yellow-bellied coward, but I sent word to impeach him, and he did.
Well, we can't do that because the Democrats won't go along.
Well, I have decided to come up with a new medal for anybody that wants to defend this president that's on the Democratic side. It's called the Congressional Medal of Dishonor, and they hang it around their necks and let them go to the next election with it. Okay, two. Sick official bureaucrat, SOB for Obama. I don't want to put any disparaging about his parentage, even though his mother wasn't married because his father was already married. And he's a bastard. Pardon my French. Three, uncle and aunt of Obama are in this country illegally. Even the uncle has been arrested for drunk driving. He's here illegally. He gets to stay. They're getting welfare. They're getting subsidies. They're being taken care of. They got the deadwood on where Obama really was born, like in Mombasa, Kenya, not in Hawaii, which is a crock of crap. And I know that the Republican governor of Hawaii is in on this. He's also a sick dude. And last but not least, the president and Holder should be arrested, just as Jack said. And for Jack, I send you my absolute sympathy. I think it is a disgrace. You are being treated like a, not even a third class citizen. You're being treated like scum of the earth. You should be treated with honor, and this country has lost that with the administration we have in power now. I'm sorry, that's all I'm going to say right now because I'm so damn mad about that to Jack and what's going on with this illegal alien that's in the White House that I could go to revolution real quick. You need a volunteer, baby? I'm available, and I got guns.
All right, Dan is upset, and you heard what he said. He's ready to go to war over it. It's that bad for Dan. Are you as hot as Dan is? You can certainly send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact or 855-266-5283. The impeachment thing, and Dan knows we make these jokes about I'd walk naked to New Jersey if the president was impeached, and he's not going to be impeached. That's not happening. There's no way. There's not enough votes, and it is... What did he call him? His weak representative said because the Democrats are going to go along with it. But he's right. There's no numbers there. They're not going to do it. There's absolutely no way. So that's dead in the water. There's no question about that. The immigration policies itself is crippling to the people who are legally trying to get into the country. And that's too bad because there are a lot of people that fall into that category. People with great minds, too, by the way, that want to come in and contribute to society. And unfortunately, they're going to get pushed back in the line because of the overwhelming amount of people we're trying to process right now. Stay with us. We're going green, sort of, next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We're heading right to Las Vegas. Interesting thing going on centering around climate change. Marita Noon is there. She's the executive director of Energy Makes America Great. She's a regular contributor to the Energy Tribune, Conservative Action Alerts, Greenwatch, a plethora of other things that we could go through for certain. And she's a policy advisor to the Heartland Institute. They put on this big deal in Vegas. And Marita, tell us about what people might not know if they just heard me say that you're there for climate change in Las Vegas. What is it specifically?
Well, the big thing is that this is the world's largest gathering of man-made climate change skeptics. And I make sure I emphasize the man-made climate change part because I don't think there's one person out of the 600 people that are here today at this conference in Las Vegas who question whether or not the climate changes. But what all of us that are here question is man's role in the climate change.
Yeah. What are some of the big hot topics that are being discussed this time around?
Well, tonight is just the opening banquet, so nothing specific has been discussed, but I can tell you what's on the agenda. We have things to talk about like sea level rise, green energy, sunspots and sun flares. And we've got a ton of PhD types that are here, meteorologists that are here. John Coleman is here, and he is the founder of the Weather Channel, and he is a climate change skeptic, as they like to call us. I think we're more realists, but they like to call us skeptics. But we've got a lot of really notable people who have done a lot of work. We've got some astronauts that are here, some NASA scientists that are here, NASA scientists who are here, and really a lot of expertise. I'm speaking here on a panel that's on addressing green energy and how climate change is an issue that props up Obama's green energy, what I like to call crony corruption scandal.
Yeah, talk about green energy, because supposedly that was the whole idea, pushing green energy constantly in every State of the Union address, this is here, let's not have this discussion anymore because we're going to create jobs, how amazing is that? But that's not necessarily what happens, because what happens to those jobs, for number one, right?
Well, the thing is that it hasn't created the jobs that it was predicted. And one of the major things that most people don't realize, and as I write about in my column on redstate.com today and many other websites today, is that most people are aware of Solyndra, and they're aware of the millions of taxpayer dollars that literally were flushed down the drain through Solyndra. But most people don't realize that there are 50 other stimulus-funded, which means taxpayer-funded, projects that have either failed or are currently circling the drain. And then some of the ones that are successful, or at least apparently successful, such as a company by the name of Abengoa that is operating the Solana solar plant outside of Phoenix, Arizona area, they have done all kinds of illegal things, broken immigration laws, labor laws, assist American vendors, and yet California Energy Commission is currently considering giving this company a whole new permit for a brand new project where they will continue this type of operation, and I've written exclusively on that particular company. So there's a lot of green energy scandal, and it seems like it's died down. However, just last week, the Department of Energy approved a $150 million loan guarantee for a project called Cape Wind, which would be America's first offshore industrial wind facility, and it would be in Nantucket Sound. But there's myriad problems with wind energy, and two of the big problems involve dollars, meaning that wind energy cannot survive without the production tax credit, which actually expired at the end of 2013. And currently, right now in Congress, kind of under the radar, is a push to get that production tax credit for wind energy reinstated retroactively.
Retroactively, so many people would make a ton of money off of that, wouldn't they?
Yes, and it's the money is in the hands of a few select companies who build these wind farms. And so what it ends up being is, and in my column I delineate the details of this, but it really ends up being a corporate tax break for big companies that need this. And it's just amazing if people study up on this at all and they discover that what happens is that the wind energy people who get these production tax credits, in essence, are actually selling their wind energy to the utility companies at a negative price. So basically, they are paying the utility companies to take the electricity the wind turbines are producing. And why can they do this? Because we, the taxpayers, are underwriting this bill. And if consumers understood what this really means, and that's what I've tried to outline in my column that, as I said, is on redstate.com today, they would be outraged at the corporate welfare that's taking place through wind energy.
Yeah, you talk about that study from the Institute for Energy Research, looking state by state at what happens with a production tax credit, which we've talked about to several people on the Hill here on America Tonight as to what's going on with that. And ultimately what we're seeing, if we allow it to go down the road that we're going, and we continue to go down this road, in other words, it's really the taxpayer in the end that's going to lose the money, because we're not the ones that are gaining these credits. We're the ones that are going to be burdened by some of the regulation that we're seeing come down the road if it doesn't change. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. And it's not just the regulation. It's additionally the higher utility cost.
Yeah.
The Cape Wind project that I mentioned, they're paying at wholesale for that electricity. The utilities have agreed to pay more than double the average rate of electricity in America for this wind energy from this Cape Wind project. And continually, it's the taxpayers who really take the hit on these things.
Yeah. You say also in your column, it's not just about the money, right? Explain that.
Well, there's more to it. I mean, obviously, the higher energy costs and the fact that wind energy can't survive without the PTC is money-related. But there's the issue of bird kills. The American Bird Conservancy just last week filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration over their really violation. It's one more case where Obama has taken a law, that is a law, and done what he wants with the law without going through Congress, and that is Obama has decided that wind energy facilities can kill endangered species, specifically bald eagles and golden eagles, and they get off scot-free. Where I could show you cases in recent history where if a migratory bird happens to drop dead while flying and drop into an oil pit, and I'm talking like a duck here, I'm not talking an endangered species, those oil company executives are hauled into court and face potential prison time because a migratory bird was found, a dead migratory bird was found in their oil pit at their well site. But yet the wind energy companies have a 30-year permit now from the Obama administration that allows them to kill eagles. Additionally, there's health impacts to humans. Obviously, it's not healthy for birds, bats, and endangered species like the eagles, but it's also unhealthy for the humans that are living around these wind turbines. And just a couple weeks ago, as I mentioned in my column, a Michigan judge for the third time, and I don't say that in the column just because of word count, but for the third time, this energy company in Michigan was shot down and said, no, your wind turbines are out of compliance with noise levels. And people have complained about headaches and dizziness and different things like that as a result of living near wind turbines. And, of course, they lower property values. If you're, there's a wind farm near your home, it reduces your property values because no one wants to live near those monstrosities.
Yeah, no kidding. Marina Noon, I guess this is one of those times where we hope what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. And people can Google Heartland International Conference on Climate Change, and all the proceedings that are going on here for the next couple days will be broadcast live on the website. So for those who are not here, they can still enjoy the conference, learn from it. They can find the whole schedule online, Heartland International Conference on Climate Change.
Very cool. All right. Thanks, Maria. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Lots of emails, as you can imagine, about the immigration situation, and not everybody angry about it. How about that? Although most of the emails overwhelmingly outraged by what's happening to the South, not to the North, because we're not talking about Canada. We're talking about what's happening on our southern border and the lack of enough manpower and a plethora of other things. So we're going to get to that in just a second. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, we have our cheap movie review coming up where I'm going to go through Roger Ebert's top movies of all time from when he first started reviewing movies to the end of his life, and it's pretty interesting. I've timed it, so I'm going to be on fast speed, warp speed, but I'm going to go through it the next time around. And some of you actually sent emails saying you were interested in hearing that. So you'll get to hear that on our Wednesday into Thursday show. How about that? Yep, all that and more coming up the rest of this week. A lot of the focus will be, I'm sure, about immigration. The president asking for $2 billion from Congress, doing that on Tuesday. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Stan, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. I love it when I hear people say that they've been listening, and this is the first time they've written you, so add me to that pack. I like that company. I am just so tired of hearing about the nonsense at the border because, as you've said many, many times, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, but we did have laws on the books. They weren't enforced, and this is what you get when you turn a blind eye. You know that thing about the ostrich burying its head in the sand? We more than buried our head in the sand. And now we're trying to get our head out of another place, and we're stuck. We're stuck with this crisis, and we have to do something. We can't just randomly mop up the people because we can't process them that way. Legally, it doesn't work out. It doesn't add up. That means we're going to throw more money at this, and this is nasty because it wasn't thought all the way through. But what else is new when it comes to this administration? Yeah, that's, you know, this is exactly what Stan said is what I say. You know, I don't care what your politics are, but there's a thing called follow through. Can you imagine if half of the, and sometimes they do, can you imagine if half of the innovative, thoughtful and forward-moving businesses, small businesses, and then bigger businesses grew without any direction in mind? And sometimes that happens. And guess what happens? Usually they don't last too long. How do you get to be good to great? How do we not elect people who are from the good to great category when we have so many great, smart people in this country? Why do you have a policy where, of course, there's going to be flaws? Of course, nothing is 100%. But if you're pushing for this and if it's an executive order, then why weren't there some systems in place? Didn't they think when the advertisements went in the newspapers they'd get an avalanche of people that would come over, even people who aren't supposed to be coming over the border into the United States? So there was no plan in place. And this is why there's panic. This is why I would not want to be Jay Johnson. I would not want to be the Secretary of Homeland Security and try to figure out this nightmare of where am I busing people, where am I putting people, how are we processing them. That's why, hurry up, give us $2 billion. We need judges. We need lawyers. We need to hurry up and get this process done as quickly as possible. But I think even once they do that, there's still going to be more problems. And this is costing all of us, by the way. So if you think, well, who cares? I don't care. I'm sitting here in Illinois, and yeah, we have some illegals, and we have some problems. No, my friends, it is costing every single one of us. That's why I said I don't care what your politics are. It is costing us. Do you feel good about that? Do you feel good about that process? You can't feel good about that. All right, here's one from the Rat Man who says, Kate, I have to say, some of the people that call the show infuriate me, like that Dan in Texas. He's so wrong about the whole birther thing, and that just shows his ignorance. Obviously, as you know, the CIA and the FBI check out anybody who runs for Congress, so why would they protect Obama? It would be their rear ends on the line. As they check everyone else, it would have been easy to bounce him then. So if there's confusion over his birth certificate, and oh yes, he has a crazy screwed up background, who doesn't? I get that part of it. But give me a break. That is old news, buddy, and it's not going anywhere fast. He's not going to get taken down. Mark my words. If he does, you said something about walking naked to New Jersey, I'll walk with you. At the border, what can he do? Now he's stuck. Everybody was complaining that it was inhumane what was happening. How could you not have those children in the country? So finally something was done, and now everybody's complaining about it. What did you think was going to happen? Well, first of all, I have to defend Dan the man in Texas a little bit. He is passionate. He is passionate about his beliefs, and he doesn't waver in those beliefs. You have to understand that about Dan. The kids at the border, I just think it was a blunder because the policy wasn't thought out, is what I just said moments ago. So I can't think that that was a smart thing to do. Was there some inhumane things happening with immigration? Absolutely. But this has been the problem all along, and it goes back to something that we can't change. It's useless to me to talk about the past because it happened. It's gone. The moment is history. We had laws that were created in the 80s. So they were cherry-picked. Nobody wanted to enforce them, get the cheap labor. Yeah, we're all good with it. And then what happens? Well, now there's these gangs, and they're worse, and the drug cartels get worse. And all of that is happening right under our noses. And sure, try to stop it. Try to do whatever, sometimes successfully, sometimes not so successfully. It all goes back to what happened decades ago. We can't change the past. We got to figure out a way to move forward. We're stuck. We are in quicksand, friends. We're in quicksand. And it's a big mistake for any policy to go through where you don't at least have a plan in place. What about Plan B? Anyone ever hear of that? Usually when I'm in meetings and we're talking about anything, whether it's radio, business, whatever it is, in fact, in my entire life, the people that I've worked for some awful people, but I've worked for some tremendous people. I'm happy to say that most of my broadcasting experience have been, I've worked for some great companies and wonderful people, and there's a planning thing. Yes, you make mistakes. Yes, you throw darts at a board, but you have things in play, and you know where you're going, and you know how to get there, and sometimes you slip, but you've had a plan, and then you got a plan B. It just, there's no plan B here. There wasn't a solution to the border crisis in the first place. All right, one more along those same lines. This one from Shelley, who says, Kate, I've written to you before, and when you do the NFL thing, a lot of times I call in for that. I have to tell you that just giving $2 billion toward this thing is so wrong because it's a crisis we didn't create. I understand, though, that you have to process the people, and if you don't process the people, then it's only going to continue to be like an overgrown yard that gets worse before it overtakes the neighborhood. And we're already in that situation, so I guarantee he'll get his $2 billion, and let's hope that that at least helps in some way to ease the tension along the border. Yeah, the tension. How about the chaos? I think more than tension, just chaos. Chaos. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Joe, who is listening to us in New Jersey, and he says, Hi, Kate, I've heard you talk about New Jersey before, and I have to tell you, there's nothing like going to the Jersey Shore. I know you've mentioned that. We go to the shore every year to Wildwood Crest. You've mentioned the Crest before, and I think you mentioned that candy store, Douglas, and it is one of my favorites. It's a good way to escape all the nonsense that we're always consumed with. I have to tell you that I'm sad the U.S. didn't go further in the World Cup. I heard you talking about the World Cup before, but I still am proud of the way they played. Perhaps next time we go further. Yeah, perhaps next time we go further. There's such good competition, international competition, and there was some chances, and there was injuries. There were injuries that the U.S. had to deal with, and that was pretty big. That's part of what happened, to the U.S., even though some other people stepped up on the team. Okay, one last one. This one from Jerry, who says, Hey, my brother serves in the military. They're very worried about this typhoon that is headed for Okinawa. I know you know about it, Kate. They're bracing for these winds and huge waves. I hope that the next time you are on the air, we're not talking about disasters that have occurred, because we have a lot of military guys there. And when you're talking about 168-mile-an-hour winds, everything is fair game. Yeah, they're talking about, it's supposed to happen late Tuesday, and they're talking about winds of up to maybe 160-some, and it could be one of the strongest to hit Japan, they say, in decades. Waves would be about 46 feet high. Can you imagine? 46 feet high. Forget about those boats. And then what happens? Floods with the heavy rain and winds, and they're predicting a lot of potential damage, but who knows until it actually hits. It looks, they showed a photo of it from space, and it looked terrible looking at it. It looked like this was a crusher. You couldn't even see through any of the clouds. It was just that bad. They've actually evacuated some of the people on the main island. Thousands of homes didn't have electricity already, so they're battening the hatches and preparing for the crush of what could possibly be with this latest typhoon. Stay with us.
Time and time time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
In case you can't tell what that is, I should make you guess. It's the running of the bulls. I know, I don't get the whole running of the bulls thing. I think it's really cool. But you try to outrun bulls without getting injured or worse, maybe killed. You get chased by the bulls and you jump fences, you run in different directions, whatever it takes. There is something about it. The running of the bulls of the San Fermín Festival in Pamplona, Spain. And they just had the running of the bulls, and it's crazy to me. Every single year I know it happens, and every single year I marvel at how many people go and how many Americans mix into the crowd and try to jump in with the locals and run with the bulls through the streets. It's just a kind of a crazy rite of passage of all the festivals you can think of. I think that's the one festival it is so much better to be a spectator than a participant. And man, you see some of those bulls, and I saw a couple of people fall, and as far as I know, I checked, and there was nobody who was killed, but boy, the crowd was huge. And I think the bigger I mean, they even have runners. I think the bigger the crowd gets, I mean, it's just gotten bigger and bigger every year. I think the more of a chance that they'll be bottlenecked and someone could get hurt, but that didn't happen, so there's the good news there. Can you imagine the running of the Bulls in the United States? Oh, never happen. It's a Pamplona thing. But I think it would be disastrous is what I think. Pretty cool, though. As we wind down here for this hour, the one thing I haven't spoken about at all is what's happened in Chicago recently. And that's a city that I spend a lot of time in. It's a great city, but not such a great city anymore. You used to be able to go down to Michigan Avenue and feel pretty safe. Now you just see cops everywhere. And the shootings in Chicago during the long holiday weekend were crazy. 82 incidents in all, they say. 14 people died as a result of that. And it's a big jump from last year. So as the police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, said, it's Groundhog Day here in Chicago again. And they're talking about, or he's talking about, the amount of spasms of violence in the city. 14 people dead. I mean, what is going on in Chicago? I'm answering my own question. The ease of which gang members flow in and out, what they do to initiate themselves in gangs, little punishment for what happens, no thought for human life, I mean, at all, in some of these situations. Mayor Rahm Emanuel releases a statement saying the violence is simply unacceptable and that it points out that we still have some work to do. I'd say so. It's becoming a city where you don't want to spend time, frankly. And the guy who is the deputy commissioner, or the guy who's the superintendent, also was a deputy commissioner for the New York Police Department and then went to Newark. So he knows what it's like to be in dangerous territory and to have to maneuver through gangs and to go through the penal system and have to deal with that. And he says that during a chase, suspects in New York and Newark would throw away their guns. In Chicago, he says they keep them and they fire sometimes at police. And that gang members get severe beatings and financial punishment from their gangs if they lose a gun. Police department records say that 185 people have been murdered in Chicago this year. 185. Wow. And the rate of homicides, I mean, there was a spike in murders in 2012 when the city's murder rate jumped from 431 in 2011 to 500. And supposedly this mayor says it's all about combating gun violence. That's the top priority and eradicating that and doing whatever they can. Well, they're not doing a good job, and it's the gangs. Mostly gang-related. Not everything, but most of it is gang-related. And with the initiations I described and the things that happen, they're not effectively getting to these crews and figuring out a way to quell this violence. And maybe it's an impossible task, but isn't that a sad state of affairs when the gangs have a stranglehold on what's happening in the city and how fearful people are? And it's a situation like Detroit. Detroit has had their own reality check in the last decade. And now Chicago, in the last 4 or 5 years, is certainly seeing its share of violence and innocence getting in the middle of it. And, boy, it's just, you gotta hate that. It's such a great city, but it's a city that is absolutely being destroyed by these irrational gang members and their quest to be the big shots on the block and do what they have to do. Also, I'm going to mention this one, too, at the end, because we followed this story and talked to some people affected by it. But a judge okayed the NFL concussions deal, and now more attention is being paid to concussions, and thank goodness, as far as kids are concerned and when they're jumping into sports and, you know, how dangerous it can be, not just football but some other sports, because what are the long-term repercussions of having a succession of concussions for your overall health? And you see these amazing athletes that get Parkinson's and get Alzheimer's and dementia, and it is so awful to watch when you think of what they've been through, especially some of the older ones who didn't make those giant salaries. So they say there is no cap on the amount of money available to pay monetary awards, and all the claims that are valid will get paid in full for 65 years for any of those things that I mentioned. So is it an extraordinary settlement, or will there be people that somehow will find themselves out of luck still? I think the ones that were in the suit will be taken care of as much as possible. I wonder about what happens with some of the future ones, even though they're also included in it, because they say they're going to use $75 million for medical tests to help determine if any retired players have brain damage and for treatment. And the retired players could get between $1.5 million and $5 million, depending on the age and the severity of their impairment. Players with less than 5 years experience get, of course, smaller rewards. And it seems like it's not a reward. It's a terrible thing to be in that group. 5,000 former players are in the class action suit. 20,000 that's a staggering number, could be eligible. And of course, current NFL players aren't involved in the agreement. But they had a hearing to assess the fairness of the outcome of the case, and that's scheduled for November 19th. The judge issues her final ruling, and after that, the players can then register for benefits, and then they would have an open window of 2 years to be able to do that. How about that? The league, by the way, could also pay over $112 million in legal fees for everything that's happened here. If I'm the NFL, I'm doing everything I can, because this is their bread and butter, and they certainly don't want that to become as big as it's become and have people talk about, it's barbaric. Do we really need the NFL when it's the number one sport? All right, I'm going to try to attempt another joke. Why did the picture go to jail? Because it was framed, of course.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.